This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm pleased to bring on the program tonight a man who's written a book called How to Please Your Wife as If You're Still a Single Man. We thought the title of that was so intriguing, we wanted to get him on the line and talk with him. His name's Chris Norton. Chris is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, but has written this book because you said, Chris, you see men making the mistake of not staying that sexy or that magnetic guy that he was when he first met her.
That's really so important, Phil. You know, a lot of guys are when they get married, they stop being the man that the woman met and was very attracted to. And so what I wanted to do is to write a book that would spell out to men what they had to do to make themselves sexy again, to make themselves to put out the sexual energy that they put out when they first met the woman in their life, you know. And I've got a lot of different projects.
Did you wrote this along with somebody else?
I wrote most of it. My manager, who is also my partner in a lot of business ventures, Lance Germain, also helped me in writing it. But How to Please Your Wife Like You're Still a Single Man is about what happens. A lot of men get married is they gradually lose the technique and the creativity that enable them to get their wives to go to bed with them, and they also, and not just that, but also to love them, and they also lost their sexual staying power too.
Their what?
Their sexual staying power.
Okay.
And they've lost their ability to talk her. They've lost their ability to talk her into doing things that at one time she tried, but now that she's married, they don't try it no more because you're married. You know.
All right. What do you mean? Talk her into things, you know.
What I mean is when you're first with a woman and you're first dating her, she's practically, I would imagine, if she's interested in you, is willing to do. I mean, if she's really in love with you, she's willing to do anything that you ask her to do.
Now, let's hold it right there. That's a very interesting thing. What you just said.
About what?
About what you just said. That if a woman really loves you, she's willing to do anything that you ask her to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the crux, of any man-woman love relationship. Men are attracted to women because of their power, and men are attracted to women because of their sexuality, what we're trying to do is get you to have a woman attracted to you because of your sexuality, too. So what happens is once she agrees to marry you, what happens in most relationships is she stops doing things that she did when she was in love with you and she was willing to try it,
All right, so how do you begin to impress her again? Your book is called How to Please Your Wife Like You're Still a Single Man.
All right, well, one of the things you can do is go down to any of the, adult bookstores or the adult video stores, pick up magazines or videos that deal with what you're interested in and have them, if you're not living with children, if you're living with children, there's a whole other thing you have to do. Probably keep them away from the kids, but if you're living with children, or not living with children, I should say, have the magazines that deal with what you're interested in and have them in your den or in your study that deal with an area that is of particular interest to you sexually. Have it open to a certain page. Now, remember, the idea is to reacquaint her with what she used to be willing to do in terms of sex. Okay?
All right.
And so when you were engaged, and then she stopped once you got married, or were married for a few years because she figured she didn't need to do it no more. So what you do is...
Are you opening the magazine to a certain picture?
Well, it could be a picture, it could be an article. But if she is moving about the apartment or the townhouse and looks down and sees a picture of something that you're interested in, it will jog a part of her memory and she'll remember that you're interested in that. And that will get her thinking about it again. And then you are well on your way, I think, and our book details how to having her do that stuff that she wouldn't do, you know.
Right, so just having the magazine out, that's just one area of the book.
Yeah, have the magazine out, reacquaints her with your personal sensible taste, but also immediately gives her some ideas of what she can do, since there is generally a model in the picture. So you say, well, it's a picture, yeah, there's generally a model in there doing what you like to a guy.
What about clothing? You're talking about clothes. See, this is, the book is called How to Please Your Wife Like You're Still a Single Man, but you're talking about things that women are doing for you.
Well, but that is really the crux of it, you know. You mentioned clothing, Phil. If you can leave some catalogs laying around that give some idea of what you want her to wear, or a lot, even better if you can just take 20 minutes out of your day. It doesn't take a lot to buy something that's sexy. And you can always return it after she wears it. That also impresses her. And
well, but tell me what it is that you're doing. You see, this is all stuff she can do. She buys a magazine, or she's looking at the picture of the magazine. She's buying the clothing. She's
well. What you're doing as the man is you're impressing her like you're still single by having these catalogs and these magazines. Because one of the things that'll do is impress a woman. She'll say, my husband still is looking at porn, you know. I mean, it's not like he's still 22, like he's still into it, you know. So that, I mean.
A lot of women don't dig seeing that around the house.
They don't like it seeing around the house if you hide it from them. But if you leave it laying open to pictures of things that you're interested in, women will say, that's kind of cool, he's not even hiding it from me, and it's a picture. I mean, it could be anything. I mean, let's take something really extreme. Like, let's say it's a woman who has a ball gag in her mouth, and, you know, I mean, I don't want to be graphic or nothing.
Okay.
But, you know, you just leave the picture open, and she'll say, oh, okay, now I remember, you know. And that kind of impressed them, because they say, well, wow, look at my husband. He's still into some pretty raunchy porn after all these years, and that's sort of like he's single, you know.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Chris Norton, and a book he's written with his manager, Lance Germain, called How to Please Your Wife Like You're Still a Single Man. A couple of the chapters dealing with, you've mentioned things that she can wear, you've mentioned reading material, and most of it, this is adult magazines.
Well, yeah, because when we're talking about impressing our wives, and when I say our, I'm using that in a figurative way, because I'm not married, I am a single man. Some of the credentials and some of the, some of my biography that material that I put in the book is that I'm a single man. I'm 28 years old. I still date, and I've had sexual encounters with a great many women, because of, you know, I guess because they feel, you know, they think I'm very sexy, you know. So I've tried to take that information and impart it to the men. Men who are still married.
Okay. Now, what about taking her out to dinner? You mentioned that romance, obviously. Any guy that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, any man who's married, any man with a woman is one knows that women are big on romance.
Well, this is where you really have to play it like a single man, though. I mean, a lot of married guys, I think, make the mistake of being overly romantic. The candlelight dinner and the flowers are fine. You also have to make sure that you know, when you are taking her to a nice restaurant, and there's some very nice restaurants that are affordable in your area, and if you want, we do have a list of some that can rekindle your romance, but at the same time, do not serve that late. And the reason why I say that is you don't want a restaurant that serves late. If you take her to a restaurant that serves late, then a lot of women want to sit and talk, and you want to make sure she eats and, you know, make sure there's a flower there and say, isn't this romantic or whatever, but, you know, pay the bill and get out, and not get out of there, but, you know, get back to the house, you know. So make sure that they don't serve later than, I say, probably 9:30. And the Olive Garden is a great option. Red Lobster, there's a lot of places that do afford, I think. The Beverly Hills Red Lobster is wonderful, and you can take her there. And you're not going to have to break the bank or anything, because really, remember what the purpose is to impress her if you're still a single man. And when you were single, she thought that a night at Long John Silver's was, you know, that was a big night. You know, so. Yeah.
All right. So what we're saying, well, you're not slumming it, but
no, you're not slumming at all. It's a nice restaurant, but it's affordable, and they don't serve late, and that's important because if she's read up the magazines that you left laying around, and now you're thinking, okay, so she saw the picture, let's say, of the woman in the ball gag. You know, let's get, you know, I'm interested to see, let's get back. Because all you're going to be thinking, all you're going to be thinking about during dinner, okay, well, she's talking about romantic things, which women do want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
They want to talk about, hey, remember when we met and everything? You're like, yeah, yeah. But what, you know, the only thing that's in your mind is some chick with a red ball in her mouth. That looks like your wife, you know, and so it's, I, you know, it's kind of wild what we've done. I think a lot of people have.
I mean, does this book is a book that's written for men, how to impress your wife as you're still a single man. Does this book doesn't come off too heavy-handed, does it, when it comes to women?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Well, what I mean is, are women going to feel that they are being romanced, or are they going to feel as if they're being set up as objects?
No, not at all. The key is impressing her like you're still a single man. And
but how is women like romance? If you're talking about a dinner and you're sitting and you're talking, and the conversation, you know, your wife is always going to get around to, you know, oh man, the when we met, and remember that vacation we took, and you're telling me you're sitting there thinking about her with a ball gag.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. What I meant to say.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying you do want to talk to her about the things she's interested in, but also have it in a restaurant.
I know that doesn't serve too late, so they close early.
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't close early, but they don't serve after 9:30.
All right, so that you pay the check and you're out of there by 10.
And you're out of there by 10, yeah. Because, yeah, you are thinking about. I shouldn't say ball gag. I mean, whatever it is, like a leather Macintosh or whatever she, you know, stirrups or, you know, I don't know, you know, hanging from a. I mean, if you get the slave chains, and there's some places that you can get a pretty good value on slave chains over here in the valley.
All right, but that's neither here nor there, isn't it?
No, but if you're all you're thinking about is her, is her tying you up on some wall chains. And she's going on about the vacation you took. It'll be pretty soon she'll notice you're distracted. That's why I say make sure it's not a restaurant that serves too late. That's all I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The book is called How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still a Single Man. Mr. Chris Norton recommending that one of the things that women like about their husbands is the memory of them as single guys when they started dating them. They were more sexually adventurous, certainly had more energy, and one way back into her graces that way is to be that single man that you were. Leave some of that adult, you know, the adult magazines laying around, open to certain photographs that you enjoy that will remind her of things that you enjoyed. Shopping for clothing, buying her those sexy items, or buy it and then you can take it back the next day. According to the book, here says you can return it after you've cleaned it off. Take her out to dinner. He lists Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Long John Silver's, places that, you know, won't break the bank, that don't serve too late. And you can take her to a romantic dinner and then get out of there by 10. All right. Let's see whether or not this is something that speaks to men. Let's see if this is something that speaks to women, is the question that I had for Mr. Norton. He seems to think that it does. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Chris Norton. Chris is a single guy. He's a telemarketer. You work for a pharmaceutical firm?
Yeah, I'm a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical firm in Redondo Beach, California. And I'm also aspiring. I eventually do want to get into adult film production. I've got one of the largest collections of adult films in the West Coast. I've also posed for some magazines. I don't want to say which ones, but I have.
You don't want to say? Is it adult literature?
Decidedly so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your book is called How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still Single. You feel that women will be impressed with their husbands by regenerating romance as if he's still a single guy.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. There's a section here, music. You've got clothing. What about music?
Music's really important. Women are very, I heard where a guy said one time that women are, they like to hear. I forget, you know.
Well, there's the term aural or audio, aural?
I don't know.
Not oral, R-A-U-R-A-L, they're very aural, they listen.
Yeah, well, women enjoy hearing things. Women love music. One of the things you can do to subliminally influence her is to put into her CD changer, in her like, probably, you know, her Honda or whatever she's got, some very sexy music that will inspire sex, or, I mean, her thinking about sexuality. And I've got a Lance put on track, too. This is an example of the sexual kind of music. This is mood music. It's very romantic. You can hear that, Miss Henry. That's the sounds of Sess. That was a record that was produced by Arnie Epstein and Jim Manvin over at Cherokee Studios.
What's the name of this?
It's called, I don't know, Sess. It's Sess music, but basically, you know, it's sexual.
All right, so she gets in the car and she's hearing this.
Well, you put it on the CD while you're driving someplace. Like if you're going to if you're going to take her over to a Copper Penny, or not Copper Penny, but someplace for a romantic dinner. You know, you're listening to that, and it's getting her. Now she's thinking about, you know, she remembers when you first met her, and you know, made her do things that she, you know, you don't make her do no more. Or not make her. I shouldn't say make her.
Yeah, see, because when you keep saying, get her to do this, get her to do that, I think it sounds a little controlling.
Well, it's not that you're going to make her, but you do have certain things in mind that you're kind of, you want the knight pointed in a certain direction, you know. If she hears this, if she's thinking, for instance, Mr. Henry, okay, kill it, Lance. Turn it down, Lance. Turn it down. If she's thinking, well, this is going to be a really romantic dinner. We'll talk about the, you know, our vacations, talk about the kids. Okay, that's not very sexy. So you want to get her thinking back in terms of sexuality and sexual power, the sexual power that you have. All right, so now she's thinking about vacations, and then you slowly turn this up. Yeah, remember when we went to vacation? Now she starts to turn more in terms of the ball gag or the slave chain. So she's thinking, yeah, I remember when we went to Hawaii. And, oh, yeah, and you put the ball gag in my mouth. Now she's back, you know, see, so you've turned her into Sess, or thinking about Sess.
All right, dude, let me tell you something. Long time since I've been a single man.
Well, that's just it. This is regenerating being a single man again with your wife.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hello. I'm just appalled by what he's saying. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he doesn't sound like he's actually had a real relationship that includes more than just sex. And he's simply talking about meeting his needs and not at all caring or meeting the needs of the woman in his life.
No, it's about, see, the title of the book is called How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still a Single Man. So what we're trying to do is bring back to the wife what you, like the man that you were are you married, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When you first met your husband, I mean, he was an exciting, sexy guy, okay? He was,
mm-hmm.
All right, and he got you to do things that you probably won't do now, but you did because you were excited about him, right?
Well, I'm newly married, and
okay.
I'm happily enjoying my marriage, but I am not at all turned on by a man looking at pornography. That doesn't, him looking at another girl doesn't at all do anything for me.
No, it's not.
Our relationship is between the two of us,
right.
And it has nothing to do with any of that.
No, but if he leaves it open to a certain picture, then you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, I remember when he got me to do that.
Well, but you're eliminating all sort of communication from a relationship.
Okay.
If there's something that you want to do in a relationship, why don't they talk to each other and figure it out and then subliminally put out messages?
Okay, Sarah, let me get you to hold on.
Okay,
and could you turn that music down, Chris?
Okay, but I have started.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Chris Norton on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me, Chris Norton. Now, let me get back. Was it Sarah that we had on hold? Sarah, did we have you on hold? Yes, we did. All right, Sarah?
Yes?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. We put you on hold during our... And Chris, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. Sarah, what were you saying? And then we'll pick up the conversation. I'm sorry. We're with Chris Norton, by the way, who's written a book, How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still a Single Man. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I mean, the whole thing that he's talking about is how to please himself. And using, like, the pornographic material and stuff like that, that's all about objectification of women. I don't see why he doesn't first find out the needs of the woman, and then I think she'd be more likely to also meet his needs as well.
Well, see, the point is, and by the way, Sarah, and right now I'm playing some very sexy music behind you. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's going to get you thinking a certain way tonight. And your husband, I mean, you know what, dude, if you're listening, you don't need to thank me, man. You know, because...
Well, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is this. See, women want their husband to be that sexy, adventurous, sensual guy that they met. When you first met your husband, Sarah, wasn't he sexy?
Yes.
Okay, and he had a lot of sensuality.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think that he's lost any of that, though.
Well, I mean, how long have you been married?
Only 3 months.
A couple of years from now, if I turn this music on, say you and I are talking, and you don't notice, but I've turned this music up in the car. Like, say I was hitchhiking or something, and you gave me a ride, and I put the CD in. By the time you get home, you're thinking about certain things he got you to do out of magazines. See?
And certain things he got her to do out of magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, our relationship...
And you'll be, you know, willing to do it again. Like you probably, since you've been married, I bet you've said, okay, now that we're married, I'm not doing that no more.
No, nothing about our sexual life has changed.
Not yet.
Well, all right.
But our marriage should be based on communication. And what is more likely to get me turned on and to love my husband is him paying attention to my needs and him showing that he cares and actually listening to my conversation instead of picturing some girl that he saw in a pornographic magazine.
No, that's about taking care of your needs. There's a lot of techniques in here.
Well, I think what the lady is talking about, though, is non-sexual communication. Right, Sarah? You're talking about...
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
Say
you and I are having dinner. I mean, I will never replace your husband. What we call role play. So say you're talking about your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what about your life?
So
you're talking about school and stuff, yeah. And gradually, I turn this up.
So you're telling me that by the time she's talking about schoolwork, she'll be thinking about ball gags?
Yeah.
I think, too, if he wants me to start thinking sexually, all we have to do is start talking. I mean, and talking about, like, what we like about each other, what we love about each other, and then also without having to bring in other things into our marriage.
I'm not clear on what she's...
What she's saying... Well, see, now, what do you mean you're not clear? You got...
My book is called How to Please Your Wife Like You're Still a Single Man. When her husband was single... And he first met her, he didn't care about her. You know, he was impressing her with a sexual power. So he didn't care about her mother or school. I mean, he pretended he did. But
what do you mean he pretended he did?
Well, everybody knows that when a guy's listening to a girl talk at a party, he's pretending like he's interested.
Well, I didn't meet my husband in that basis. I met my husband as friends first, and he was genuine when he did those things, and that's what shows me his love.
Whips, chains, handcuffs. See, that's what that music says.
All right, but the lady is telling us something. When you first met your husband, you were where, Sarah? You were friends, right?
Yeah, we were friends.
Right.
We hung out in a group of friends for several years before we ever got together.
Yeah, but when he met you, he'll never admit this.
Go ahead.
Well, when he met Sarah, all he was thinking about was ball gags and leather harnesses. Yeah, he pretended like he cared about what she was saying.
You know, I don't think that that's true, man. I think you're giving a wrong representation.
Why can't you be honest about it, Mr. Henry? Why can't men be honest about the fact that we don't care?
I think if sex is all that men think about, then that's
an
entire
pop
out for them. I think there's a whole lot more to a man and his commitment to his wife.
Why, hold on. Why do you keep playing that music?
I'm trying to get her to think about slave chains.
She ain't going to think about that. She's thinking about what she's thinking about. Sarah, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
You won't even let me try.
Try what?
See, by playing that music, she's sitting there going, oh, you know, I'm thinking about my education, my school. Yeah, but I was playing that, and that subliminally is...
What's the word again?
I'm sorry. Subliminally?
Subliminal.
Okay, but it's telling her about sex. And she's trying to think, yeah, so my mom... And then comes a thought about a ball gag. And then she tries to get back to her mom. And then a thought about a strap-on or something.
Oh, come on, man. Do you really think that women operate that way?
If their husbands were like that when they were single, that's what I'm trying to say.
So it's a memory.
Yeah, it jogs the memory.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Deb, go ahead.
Oh, I am sitting here with my thoughts. Drop down to the ground. I just can't believe half the things I'm hearing from this man. I believe that he has no credibility at all. He's supposedly writing a book on how to impress your wife.
As if you're a single man. That's the whole title is as if you're still a single man.
Right. But everything that I've heard come out of your mouth tonight does not relate to that one bit. It all boils down to manipulative tactics on the part of a man to get the woman to have crazy sex.
That's what impressed you about your husband when you first met him.
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
Well, that's all he was trying to do.
Wait. What do you mean that's all?
That's all? Come on.
You know what? I think that you're presumptuous. When you make judgments that all men, you think all men are like you, that's the most arrogant, presumptuous attitude that anyone could have.
Ma'am, I can tell you, this music that I'm playing right here,
music is obnoxious to me. It does not.
You're not. I don't want you to listen. I don't want you to listen to it. But just if it filters in, let me tell you something. Every time this music plays, there are a lot of hardworking people in the ball gag industry that seriously, that get a. Their output goes up.
That's ludicrous.
No, it's not. No.
What are you talking about?
Just because you, maybe you and your group of friends might get turned on by that, doesn't mean the whole world does.
No, not the whole world, but a significant number of sexual men.
You're so presumptuous that everybody will respond the same way that you do.
Ma'am, it's not about me. It's about
it's all men. About you.
It's about
it's all
when
about
men,
you.
No, it's about when men were single. When you met your are you married, ma'am?
Oh yeah.
Okay. When you met your husband, okay, weren't you turned on by his sexuality?
I loved him for a lot of different reasons.
You didn't fall in love with him right away though. You fell in love with the fact that he was sexual.
No, men and women have different reasons that they're attracted to each other. In the beginning.
Ma'am,
and
let me just say this. If ball gags were on the stock exchange, when I play this, it'd go up 50 points, probably on the NASDAQ.
That music is obnoxious, and I wish you'd just turn it off.
I'm not saying that you like the music, but me playing that music tonight, when your husband gets home, or if he's home now, or I don't know, okay, and all of a sudden you'll be thinking about, I mean, it'll get into your head, and you may resent it. You may think, I can't get, ball gags out of my head. But he'll be happy. He'll be grateful.
How about let's get off?
Will you get off the ball gag subject, man?
Yeah, get off ball gag and turn off the music.
I'm just using that as an example.
Well, let's go to a different example, okay? I want to comment on a couple other things you said.
Okay.
You said you wanted, this is all just more evidence that everything that you're doing is a manipulative tactic.
Well, ma'am,
for you to get into bed with somebody, and you're like, take her to a fancy dinner at Red Lobster, but make sure it's a place that closes early because we got to be heading to the bedroom afterwards. It's all about you.
I don't understand what you mean. I mean, no, it's about helping men be the single men that their wives want them to be. Okay?
That's not... Did you hear anything that Sarah had to say? You know, I agreed with everything that she had to say.
I heard, but she's only been married 3 months, so she doesn't know diddly squat.
Well, I've been married 8 years, and I was married 5 years another time, and I was single a bunch of years in between. And
do you hear
I've
that,
got some experience.
Ma'am? Do you hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
That's, what is
like
that?
It sounds like a toilet flushing.
No, that's, it's, what are you talking about?
It sounds like a toilet flushing.
No, ma'am, a toilet flushing? Wait a minute.
Yes.
That sounds like a toilet flush. You better, maybe you ought to get the 3 gallon flush because that's.
Look, what is that?
That is a sound effect from. It's called Cecil Sounds. It's an album, and it's water sports.
Water sports.
Well, what is? Okay, she doesn't get it. And the other thing is, I don't think it's very honest of the lady to sit there and talk all this romance stuff when she knows full well that when her and her husband first got married, this is probably for like. A solid week. This is all you could hear from their apartment.
You know what?
You know what, pal? That's just plain insulting.
What?
You know what? I've never even lived in an apartment, you know? And you talked about men having power. Men having power are a little more successful, and they don't live in apartments. And they don't live in
when
town.
When you first got married, hello, I'm talking about when he was a single man.
We lived
God.
In houses. I had my own house, and he had his own house.
Okay. And when you came over to his house, how long before you could hear this?
All right, turn that off.
Right.
Turn it off.
Turn it off because...
What?
You're just going down the rabbit trails and nobody gets it because nobody thinks like you.
Oh, okay,
you're very presumptuous.
All right, well, thank you very much, Oprah. Jesus. Yeah, you know, I wish I was in your book club, but...
All right. Thank you very much. I think you made some good points there, Deb.
You'd say that, Mr. Andrew, because you're the host of the show.
No, I'm not saying that because I'm the host of the show. I agree. Look, if you've been with a woman long enough, you understand that there are things beyond the sexual...
Don't you have to break?
Yeah, I do. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You can't turn that off, please.
Mr. Ayer, I wanted to ask you a question.
No, but if, as long as I'm going to have you on as a guest on my show, I don't want you to be playing your subliminal sex games here, okay?
The name of the book that I've written is...
I know the name of the book is called How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still a Single Man. Playing porn music and the sound of somebody peeing in a cup.
Mr. Henry, I want to make a point, if I could.
Go ahead.
Jeff Foxworthy, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, the comedian.
Yeah. He gets to go around the country, and he does the same stupid redneck act that he's been doing for, like, 20 years. Okay? I write a book that's going to help men rediscover, and the women's also rediscover their sass and the power of sass. Sess is powerful, but Jeff Foxworthy makes a bunch of redneck jokes over and over and over again, and everyone kisses his, butt. And I'm trying to get Sess back into people's career, their lives and everything, and they say that I'm a perv.
Jeff Foxworthy has got nothing to do with this.
Well, how come he gets to be successful, and when I talk about Sess, I'm not.
It's not that you're not successful. I don't think that... Let's talk to the women. You've heard the women. You've heard their comments. Let's go to Kim on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kim.
I just had a few things to say. For one, I think you're a pervert.
I'm a pervert?
I think that a lot of these women are correct in calling you a pervert.
How am I a pervert? I mean, I'm talking about maybe you don't agree with... Maybe you don't enjoy sex.
No,
it
I enjoy sex.
It doesn't make me a perv. You do?
Yes, and I don't have to have a porn mag open, and I don't have to engage in pornographic activity to have a good time.
No, the reason why the book is called How to Impress Your Wife as If You're Still Single is that if you act single as a man, she'll remember what you was like when you were single, and she'll be more turned on.
That's disgusting.
Oh, okay, let me get this straight. So when your husband first met you, he was disgusting.
No, he's not a pervert like you, and obviously you have a hard time getting married.
Was he sassy?
Was he what?
Was he sassy?
Sassy?
When you first met your husband, did he have a sexual appeal?
Yes, he was very sexy.
Okay, so
you can barely say
that. What does that mean? What does that mean? What did she say?
She says you're lisping the word sex.
Excuse me? I mean, I do have a speech impediment, but I'm not lisping.
Well, okay.
Ma'am, you can laugh if you want, but you say your husband was sissy, and yet you don't like sex. I don't understand.
No, I enjoy sex, but you
okay,
don't have to
have... Okay, what
happens
to you when you hear this? Okay, what? See, nothing. That proves you don't like it.
What the hell are you... I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. This... Will you turn that off? Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I just don't need those sound effects anymore, okay?
But it is part of the subliminalization.
All right, yeah.
It is, Mr. Henry.
Okay, let me go back to Kim here. Kim, go ahead.
I just had one more question. How close have you ever come to being married?
Kim, to answer your question, I really feel that my job in life is to help other men achieve their sexual prime. I'm really not interested in being married, but I am interested in being single, and I think that I can educate married men on how to do that.
So what makes you think that married men need your help?
Because most of them cheat on their wives. I mean, I don't know. It's...
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're not happy. By playing this sound, your husband's going to have a good time tonight. I know you don't agree, but he will.
The Thank Phil you. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.